All right, thanks, Joe. Appreciate it.
Hello?
Hi, Marcus. This is Sahak with Local Splash. You spoke with John yesterday about getting your business on the first page of Google.
Yes, who's this?
This is Sahak. He asked me to contact you to get you started. He's not available today, but he said to get you started. So he already let me know about the family discount, the website and everything. So he asked me to contact you to get you started.
Okay. Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Is everything in writing, though, what we talked about yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, everything's in writing. So you'll receive that for your records, too. You'll see the 249 website, Facebook, everything's included in that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Of course.
Okay. When will that start working?
So for timeline, we're talking about, let's see here, I'll even break it down for you. So today I'll set you up. I can even set you up with our tech later today or tomorrow morning if you like to get everything started. Then for your content quality control, all that, he'll take care of that, your listings. Then day 5 to 7, we got your dashboard, that tracking system John was telling you about, all your directory submissions like Yahoo, Yelp, Bing, all the good ones. And then day 7 to 14, we set up your Google page, the website, your Facebook ads. And then day 30 to 45, you see the listings begin to appear. The rankings increased over time. Then after that, it's just continuous reporting, ongoing review, and optimization. Now, I have seen it done faster. It just depends on a couple factors, but I like to go with the average, just be transparent. And if it's even faster, then, all the better. We're all happy.
All right, so what are you looking for me now?
He's already got a address here, the 2 Justamere Lane. Is that the one you'd like listed?
That's my address from, 13 years ago.
Oh, wow. That's a long time. Okay, which one would you like listed? Now, we don't have to put it on Google. This is just for the verification through Google for you to get your ping on the map.
Yeah, that would be... 7 Anna D. Court.
Anna D. That's A-N-A-D-E-E.
Okay. Hold on one sec, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, still here.
Yeah, trying to get into a better spot here, talking to the guy here.
Oh, yeah, okay, no worries. You said 7 Anna D. Can you spell the Anna D for me?
Yeah. It's Anna, A-N-N-A. Letter D is in dog. Court. And that's in the same city. Hopewell Junction, New York, 12533.
Okay, yeah, popped up there. Okay, great. And then your last name, Marcus?
It's Borba, B-O-R-B-A.
Borba, got it. Okay. And then we are using your site, right? The paviorking.net?
No. That hasn't been in use for like 10 years or so.
Oh, so that's why we're building the new one. Okay, I'm going to erase that then. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Now, as for the Google Business Profile, how would you like the hours of operation to appear? 9 to 5, or you want like 8 to 6, or?
Yeah, it could be like 8 to 6 is fine.
Yeah, that's a good one. Okay, 8 to 6, and that's Monday through Friday or Saturday?
Monday through Friday.
Friday. Definitely going to have that weekend for sure. And then let's see, for contact with clients, for them to contact you, I mean, phone, text, and email, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for cities that you want to target, we can have up to 12 areas, even zip codes. If you don't have them all now, it's okay, as long as you have them ready for the interview with the tech. But just give me the ones you do have now.
Okay. When you say cities, okay. All right. I'll give you the ones I have now. It's going to be Hopewell Junction.
Okay. Hopewell Junction.
Wappingers Falls.
Wappingers Falls.
Fishkill.
Is that Fishkill or Fish Hill?
Oh, sorry. Fishkill. Like fish, F-I-S-H-K-I-L-L.
Fishkill, got it. Okay.
Fishkill. Poughkeepsie.
Poughkeepsie. Okay.
LaGrange.
LaGrange, okay.
LaGrangeville.
LaGrangeville, okay.
Rhinebeck.
Rhinebeck, okay.
Okay, how many do we have left?
Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, so 5 more.
Okay, we can do, Brewster.
Brewster. Okay.
Carmel. Carmel.
Carmel. Mm-hmm.
Mayopac.
Mayopac.
Anything else? How much do we have left?
I think one... Two more.
Okay. We can do okay. Yorktown.
Yorktown, okay.
And then Mohique, let's see, no, Yorktown and one more. Let's do, is Putnam Valley one?
We haven't put that yet, no. Putnam Valley, I'll put that.
Okay.
So that's 12. Okay, and we are adding the website. And do you already have a Facebook business page or just a personal page? Do you already have a Facebook business page?
No, I don't.
Okay. So even if you just have a personal page, our tech team will build you the business page, you know, with all your content and run the sponsored ads on there. So you, even if you just have a personal page, that's okay. They build everything for you.
Okay.
And then for the interview with the tech, would you like to do that later today, or do you want to do that like tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow morning's better because right now I'm not close to my office.
Okay. Perfect. So tomorrow, like 9, 10 o'clock, or what's best for you?
How long will that take usually?
So say we get you in at 10 a.m., because we're on Pacific time, right? So it's 7, 8, 9. So 10 o'clock would be the earliest we could do. That they call within 30 minutes of the 10 o'clock time, and then you'd be probably done by the top of that hour, the next hour.
Okay. All right. So let's do that.
Done by like 11. 10 to, yeah, okay. 10 a.m. for Wednesday. Okay. And then for the keywords that you'd like to show up for, you can have up to 15 of those. Again, if you don't have them all right this moment, that's okay. Just have them ready for that interview tomorrow. But whatever ones you have now, of course, you know, paving, all the ones you have ready.
Okay. Pavers.
Pavers.
Retaining walls.
Retaining walls. Okay.
Okay. Masonry.
Masonry. Okay.
Would steps be a keyword?
Yeah. Yeah, you can put in steps or like stairs maybe even.
Stairs. But would that distinguish from like carpentry, like from a wooden staircase?
Right. So usually if you don't have all of them ready now, what I do is I have the tech recommend ones that have high search volumes and then also ones that might, you know, fall under the umbrella of the services that you offer. So if you don't have them all now, because let's see, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 so far, you have 10 more. So even if you just have a couple more, he can suggest, you know, the rest, or you guys can pick each other's brain.
Okay, that's fine. So we'll leave that then for now.
Yeah, okay, perfect. And then for this is the number you want for customers to reach out, right? The 845?
Yes, 392-5725.
Okay. 57, yep, that's the one. Okay, and I think that should do it for this part. All right, yep, and that's it. And then let's see here. Next, we'll go over billing. Is the address going to be the same for billing then, I'm guessing?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. All right. And then is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
It'll be a Visa.
Okay. And go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's
4652-9302.
No, I'm sorry. 9300.
Oh, 00. Okay, keep going.
0158.
0158. 7873. So you cut out there, 7873?
Yes.
Okay. So just to confirm, 4652. 9300-0158-7873.
Yes.
Okay, and then the expiration?
0227.
27, okay, and then the code on the back?
It's 403.
403, okay. And then we're also going to set up a security question. For, you know, just in case, so you know, it's us when we're calling, calls are more secure. There's three options, mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Okay, city I was born in is São Paulo.
São Paulo.
Yeah.
So S-A-N.
No, it's S-A-O.
Oh, São Paulo. Ah, yeah. São Paulo. Okay. São Paulo. Got it. Okay. And then just going to set up your account here. Just takes a quick second. And we're putting you on the $249, right? And then there's the one-time setup fee. So it's $348 today. And then going forward is just $249. That's the one he spoke with you about, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. So let me just set this up. Just takes a quick second here. And then I'm also, once this processes, this is going to send that invoice you were talking about through text and email. Okay, so you'll have it in both. I think you'll see the text first, but again, I'll resend it if it doesn't pop up right away. So here we go. There it is. Okay. Should see that come through now. One sec here. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so you'll see that come through now on your online banking, and then you'll get the text and email very shortly after that.
Okay.
Let me know when you see the text, of course. I think that comes through first, but if not, I'll resend it. Like, one sec here. Okay, there we go. I'll refresh here. Let's see. And that's going to, Marcus Paver is at Yahoo, right?
Right.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll resend. It's funny, if I resend the text, it usually comes through as I'm sending it anyway, but I'm going to do it just to kind of speed this up.
Okay, the text came in.
Oh, there we go. See, I knew it. As soon as I was going to send it, it comes through. Okay, so it'll say below is your invoice. You'll see the blue there. Click on that. Take a quick look at that, of course. Let me know if you have any questions. Now, once you get to the bottom there, it'll have two parts, okay? One that has a square. It says, I'm the authorized user. Click there. Before, you would type your name there and then hit enter, and that's how you would e-sign. Then that will also send that, you know, to your email as well, you know, for your records too. Once you do that, that's going to take you to our website and ask for a username and login, which you'll get within 7 days here. The tech is going to set up your accounts and everything. So let me know once you get there.
When there's a seasonal hold, how does that work?
So if you wanted to, like say it was like a slow season, you didn't want to, you know, have it on, we can put you on the seasonal hold. Most people just keep it on, you know, because it'll help you get jobs during that time when it would be slow. But if you want, we can do that, you know, when it's slow and, you know, you're not looking to have it keep running.
Okay. Is there a fee for the seasonal hold?
No. We would just put you on hold and then activate you back on later.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no – yeah, actually, for canceling, it's just – if it was to cancel, let us know 3 days ahead of time for billing. For that type of thing, just let us know ahead of time as well. We put it on pause, put you back on when you'd like to go back on. Yeah, there's no, like, fees or any weird stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah, no worries there.
All right, let me just take a look here.
Yeah, sure. Of course.
All right. So, Uncle Bundle, Facebook ads. Okay, now it's asking me for a username and password.
Okay, so perfect. So that means you're all set. Now, you'll receive that within 7 days. The tech is going to set up your accounts, okay? And you'll receive that within 7 days. Now, there's just one other quick step. and we're good to go. So this is called a voice verification. It's to go along with the invoice I sent you as an added form of protection and also to ensure the accuracy of your order. So if you need me to review or clarify anything when I go through, please let me know. It's very straightforward, but, you know, just in case. Now I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Marcus Pavers, Inc.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Marcus Borba. I'm the owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you're authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. And as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. That's why we set up that security question for you, because we will make sure to use that at the top of the call. And others that don't, you know, you can disregard those calls. Now, do you also agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, great. So I can give you the number the tech is going to call from now, or I can send it to you through text after the call if that's better for you.
You can send it through a text. It's better.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or let us know of any additional online marketing efforts that you make during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today on May 9th in the non-refundable amount of $348. This will be your recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 9th or 30 days from today in the amount of $249. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'll text to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to send you over the invite to the interview with the tech. So let's see, you said tomorrow around 10 was okay, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. 10 a.m. Okay, so Local Splash, you'll receive this through email, okay? It's going to come through as like a Google Calendar invite, and then just hit yes on the RSVP, and then that sets you up for the time. So it's your client interview. And then we got email here. Make sure we got that. Okay, perfect. So you'll see that come through now. One sec here. Okay, that just came through. So once you hit yes on the RSVP, I'll see that come through on my end as well. And then you're all set.
And how's that coming? That's coming through?
Should come through email at Marcus Pavers.
Okay.
You'll see it as like a Google Calendar invite.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Let me see here. Good to go. Okay, so you are all set. So thank you for your time. I appreciate it. And welcome to the team most of all. They're going to contact you within 30 minutes, like I said, of that 10 o'clock time and get you started, okay?
Yeah.
And
right, sure,
also, I'm going to send you that number and my contact info for anything going forward if you need anything too, okay, once we get off the call here.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right, no problem. You have a good one, Marcus.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.